This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A Montgomery County man who spent 30 years in prison before being released after life sentences for juveniles were ruled unconstitutional is sentenced for stealing tens of thousands of dollars in COVID relief funds just 3 years after he was paroled. Here's KYW's Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Ower.
56-year-old Vernon Steed from Upper Gwynedd sentenced to 11.5 to 23 months in prison, which is typically the maximum for county jail. But Steed's already in state prison for violating parole when he and his wife used stolen IDs and lied on forms in 2021 to get just under $95,000 in COVID rental assistance funds. Montgomery County Prosecutor Gwen Call.
What the defendant here, Vernon Steed, specifically did is he used his position within the community and his access to people who were in recovery to take their identities and use their identities to submit fraudulent applications.
Steed was sentenced to life in prison for a 1985 murder when he was 17, but paroled in 2018 after life sentences for juveniles were ruled unconstitutional. Steed was appointed to a volunteer position on the Montgomery County Board of Prisons in 2022, but stepped down 3 days before charges were filed. Dozens of people showed up to his sentencing to mark the work he's done in the community since his release, but Cull says he used that volunteer work to steal money that was supposed to go to people in need. Steed's wife previously pleaded guilty and was sentenced to house arrest. In Norristown, Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.